on ESPN, alone with his 10th career team. NFL Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he's talked to running back Ezekiel Elliott about his latest off-field incident, but not to anybody with the league about a possible suspension, said little else about Elliott's alleged involvement in a disturbance at a Dallas bar on Sunday night.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Keep your windows clean and see clearer with Gunk Glass Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy one bottle of Gunk Glass Cleaner and get one free. Gunk's high-performance ingredients clean glass and hard surfaces without leaving a film or residue. Gunk Glass Cleaner, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
I'm James Coe with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Texans rookie Deontay Foreman was arrested early Sunday morning on a marijuana and a weapons charge. He was taken in by University of Texas police in Austin. The team released the following. The Texans are aware of a situation involving Deontay Foreman. We're gathering additional information and will have no further comment. Foreman's lawyer released a statement as well, saying the gun was legal and registered and that the marijuana was not used or possessed by Foreman. David Johnson is looking to do even more this season, telling SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, quote, I feel like I can definitely get 30 touches. Not all rushing, obviously, but 30 touches per game. Johnson averaged 23 touches a game last year. Franchise tag players like Kirk Cousins and Le'Veon Bell have until 4 p.m. Monday to reach long-term deals with their respective teams. If not, they'll play the season on a one-year deal. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See homedepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Back to the Todd Brabelkamp Show, right here on KGYN.
That is the fight song of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Welcome back to the Todd Brabelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, our North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency heard all across eastern Iowa. Our countdown to kickoff continues with a look at Piscataway and the Scarlet Knights. Chris Ash, a coach who has ties to pretty much every major school in the state of Iowa, with the exception of Northern Iowa, entering year number two and joining us now to preview Rutgers' upcoming season as we count down the days to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Ryan Dunley via the Newark Star-Ledger. Ryan, thank you for taking the time to talk a little Rutgers football with us. And my first question for you is, Chris Ash talked with us last year in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days about trying to change the culture around the football program. How did he do in year one?
As far as changing the culture, I think he did a good job because there were no arrests. There were no off-field incidents. there were none of the stuff that put Rutgers into the place where it was, where it has this national reputation as the school that was hurting the Big Ten brand. There was none of that. So all the stuff that happened under the current, under the former regime, he got rid of all that nonsense, and he kept his players in line, and he built a program where there's a lot of internal competition. But he's not a miracle worker, so he wasn't able to, you know, have players improve leaps and bounds over where they were as the year before. So he went 2-10. So if you're talking about off-field culture and responsibility and that kind of stuff, representing the university better, he changed all that. But they also went from a 4-win team in 2015 to a 2-win team in 2016. So that idea of the culture, the losing, continued.
This was a team that had success in the Big East and then for a year in the AAC. For those that don't know, when did things start to go wrong for this program?
Well, believe it or not, Rutgers won 8 games their first year in the Big Ten. It feels like a million years ago. 2014, Rutgers won 8 games in the Big Ten, including a bowl, the Quick Lane Bowl, where they beat North Carolina, who's now a top 20 team. It went wrong for Rutgers in August 2015. We could spend an hour on what happened. In synopsis, former coach Kyle Flood basically had 5 or 6 players get arrested and dismissed from the program. He himself got suspended for 3 games for contacting a professor about a player's grade. And pretty much that whole year of 2015 was just one off-field disaster after another. He got fired. The athletic director got fired. All the assistant coaches got fired. And Rutgers still to this day is dealing with allegations from the NCAA. Penalties not yet decided. Probably we'll hear from about those in the next 8 weeks. So that's where it went wrong. That's the mess Chris Ash inherited and has done a nice job cleaning up, you know, except for the win total.
The countdown to kickoff, brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, takes us to Piscataway today as we take a look at the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Ryan Dunleavy joining us to do just that. What's the quarterback situation look like? What's the picture this season?
Do you know what? It seems like Rutgers has a quarterback battle every training camp, and it seems that way because they do. The last time Rutgers had a quarterback settled going into the season was 2013. But I always kind of felt like I knew who the quarterback was going to be. I always kind of felt like if you put a made me pick, I knew who it was going to be based on experience or what I had seen in spring camp. I have no idea who the Rutgers quarterback is, and I pay as much attention to it as anybody, and that makes it fun, guys. I mean, that makes it fun. Like, this is a real quarterback competition. It's returning starter Gio Ruscino, who started the last 5 games of last season and played well at times and not well at others. Rutgers probably should have beaten Minnesota at Minnesota in his first career start last year. Lost, Minnesota drove the field for a late field goal late in the game and won. He played well. Then there's highly touted incoming freshman Jonathan Lewis, probably the most highly touted quarterback recruit Rutgers has had since 2009, Tom Savage, who, if you're an NFL fan, he's now the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. So Jonathan Lewis is his name. He comes in as a true freshman. And then we thought it was just going to be Ruscino and Lewis battling. And then after spring camp, Rutgers kind of gets a gift from the football gods, and Kyle Bolin, who was started 6 or 7 games at Louisville in 2015, graduate transfers to Rutgers. Well, why was he available? Because he lost his job to Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson. If you're going to lose your job to somebody, lose your job to Lamar Jackson. So now he's at Rutgers, and he steps in with Jerry Kill as the offensive coordinator, and a lot of people think he's going to win the job. I haven't seen him throw a pass yet. But he becomes the most experienced quarterback on the roster before he ever takes a Rutgers practice. So it's a total 3-way battle. Do you want experience? Do you want athleticism? Do you want potential? All 3 can play as far as I'm concerned.
Did the news that Kyle Bolin was transferring after spring practice to Rutgers come as a surprise?
Yeah, 2 weeks before he transferred, I looked, Chris Ash looked at me in the eye, and Chris Ash, one thing we'll say about Chris Ash is he is an honest coach. I mean, he does not beat around the bushes. He has quickly developed almost a brutally honest assessment of his players, of his team. He does not sugarcoat things. And I said to him, are you looking for another quarterback? And he said, no, we're not looking for a quarterback. And then Zach Allen, who was the backup quarterback at that time because the freshman didn't enroll in spring practice. So Zach Allen, who was Rutgers' backup quarterback at that time, a redshirt senior who transferred from TCU a year ago, tore his ACL. And Rutgers played a spring game with one quarterback, Rashinho, and a walk-on quarterback, Troy Anthony. And those were the only two quarterbacks on the roster when spring camp ended. Obviously, the freshman was coming in later. So in those 2 weeks, Ash went from, no, we're not interested in a quarterback, to getting what might be the starting quarterback. Really a wild 2 week flip, if you think about it, from hot to cold or cold to hot.
I want to head back to 2016 for just a second. It was week four against the Iowa Hawkeyes, actually, where Janarian Grant executed a bit, caught a pass. It was tackled at the five-yard line of the Iowa Hawkeyes, and that was the last play of his season. Did that play right there? Because I look back, and Rutgers was 2-1 at the time, not playing well, but showing some signs of life. Did that effectively drain whatever gas was in the tank of the 2016 season?
I've been covering Rutgers football on and off for 13 years. That is the one play that changed the season more than any other play in any of the other 12 seasons I've been covering it. Would Rutgers have won the Big Ten or anything? No. But they were competitive with Iowa. They lost to Washington in the season opener, but they scored. And then you look at the rest of the season, they were barely a functional offense. I mean, they ranked last in yards per game, second to last in scoring. They got shut out by Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. They couldn't do anything without Janarian Grant. As big a swing play as I've seen, and yes, that effectively ended the season. If you talk to seniors from last year's team, they'll basically tell you that the air came out of the balloon. Everybody knew how much he meant to that team in terms of he was really the only guy who could make something out of nothing, who you could throw a screen pass to, and he could turn it into a 75-yard play like he did on that play that Desmond King brought him down and ended his season.
Ryan Dunleavy joining us on the program talking Rutgers football with us. You mentioned Jerry Kill, the former Minnesota coach, now the offensive coordinator there in Piscataway, working with Chris Ash. What's that relationship like between Chris Ash and Jerry Kill?
I think it's incredibly beneficial for Rutgers guys because two things. One, Ash is a defensive-minded coach, and he'll tell you he kind of sees himself as the head coach of the program and the head coach of the defense, but he wants to be hands-off on the offense. Of course, he'll have final say on who the starting quarterback is, on what kind of scheme they run, but he doesn't want to be inputting on what we're going to run on a 3rd and 3. He doesn't want to be doing that. So to have a veteran, last year they had Drew Maringer, a 28-year-old first-time offensive coordinator, a Tom Herman protege who they were kind of hoping was ready to be the next Tom Herman, and he wasn't. Now they have Jerry Kill, a guy who's called plays for years, decades. Nothing's going to surprise Jerry Kill. So he has a true head coach of the offense to match his defensive prowess. And then number two, I mean, let's not forget, Ash, despite coming up under Urban Meyer and Brett Bielema and some other really good coaches, Dan McInerney, he is still a second-year head coach. So just to be able to bounce things off of Kill in terms of fundraising or facilities or recruiting or how to handle or player discipline or something that happens behind the scenes, to have a veteran coach there, especially Kill has mentioned a million times what a mess Minnesota was when he took it over from Tim Brewster in 2010. So Kill sees Rutgers as very similar to the rebuilding project he had to do. So Ash can go to Kill quite often and say, how'd you guys do this? How'd you guys do this? So I think it's an invaluable relationship for Ash to have, almost, even though he's Kill's boss, almost to have Kill as a mentor.
You mentioned Chris Ash being the head coach of the defense. Where do he and Jay Neiman go to look for improvement on that side of the ball for a unit that gave up 37.5 points per game last year?
Well, they have a they have what should be a very good secondary. They have four returning starters who are all juniors. They all started pretty much as freshmen. So if this group is still together in 2018, they might be the most experienced secondary in the nation. Right now, between the four guys starting at safety and corners, they'll have they already have 64 career starts between them. So for Rutgers, it starts with the secondary. Where they need to improve is they need to get a pass rush. They were at the bottom of the Big Ten in sacks last year. They lost two of their starters, maybe three if you count Quantrell Lambert, who also got injured for the year in that Iowa game. So they need to get more of a pass rush. That starts with Kamoko Ture. I don't know if he's a name that's familiar out in Iowa, but in 2014, when Rutgers made its splash in the Big Ten, Ture had 7.5 sacks, was all Big Ten, and people were talking about him as a first-round NFL draft pick. He was a redshirt freshman. Well, the two years go by, he hasn't really done anything in 2 years, and now people don't even talk about him as an NFL prospect anymore. So this is kind of his last go-around. He's a redshirt senior now. He was supposed to be in the NFL already, and he's healthy after two injury-plagued years. So if he can generate a pass rush, that'll be a good thing for Rutgers, and that'll be a good thing for his own NFL resume. And then linebacker is going to be a bunch of freshmen. I mean, they're turning the true freshman at linebacker, so that's going to be the weak point of the defense.
What's the realistic ceiling for this team this season?
To me, it's not about win totals. To me, their ceiling is to be more competitive in some of these games. I'm going to give you the score. It was 223-0 when they played Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State. To me, that's national eye-popping uncompetitiveness. If I read you Oregon State, right, which was a 4-8 team in the Pac-12 last year, they lost miserably to Colorado, a top team, and then every other game was 28-14, 24-10, 27-14. That's what I think Rutgers needs to show this year as a team. They need to be competitive in these games. They need to beat Purdue, beat Illinois, beat Eastern Michigan, those kind of teams. They have a more favorable schedule. Off the schedule is Iowa. Off the schedule is Wisconsin. They get Illinois. They get Purdue. Win those games. Win your FCS game against Morgan State. Win your Eastern Michigan game. You're at four wins. And then be more competitive in those other games. No one's thinking Rutgers is going to a bowl this year. No one's thinking six wins, but be more competitive against Ohio State, against Michigan. Take 78-0 and turn it into 35-14, where it goes across the ESPN bottom line and no one blinks twice. That's the goal.
What's the view of the administration there in Piscataway with regards to Rutgers' place in the Big Ten? Do they feel like they eventually can have a legitimate and equal seat at the table along with everybody else?
The feeling is this. They feel like they had no bargaining power when they got invited to the Big Ten. They would have taken a dollar to go to the Big Ten just to get out of the Big East and be part of the Big Ten. What that means both academically and athletically. So they're in the Big Ten. But now they are playing. They were behind Big East teams in terms of facilities and fundraising and all those things. So now they're playing with the big boys, and they're way behind. And they have this six-year waiting gap where they're getting $13 or $11 million from the Big Ten, and you know, what Michigan's projecting $54 million next year, and it was $40-something million this year. So this gap that was already huge just keeps growing and growing. And Rutgers does, whereas when Iowa's full big share of the Big Ten revenue goes from $40 million to $50 million and grows by whatever that is, whatever percentage that is, Rutgers doesn't grow. It doesn't go from $11 million to $15 million. It stays at $11 million. So until 2020, when they get their first revenue check, they're just going to be hugely behind the eight ball. So the fans' feeling of the administration is that they finally have the right people in place, that they right coaches, right athletic director. They're setting all kinds of Rutgers records for building things and for fundraising, and they're doing things Rutgers never did in the last 15, 20 years, but it's still not enough to keep up with the big boys. Rutgers got a new $10 million practice field while Purdue's doing $50 million worth of renovation, but that's Purdue. So Rutgers is way behind the eight ball, and you really, it's kind of a jury is out till 2020 kind of feel.
Ryan, we appreciate it. Thanks for giving us the insight on Rutgers this season.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Ryan Dunleavy of the Newark Star-Ledger. The countdown to kickoff continues tomorrow. Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star will join us as we take a look at Tom Allen and the Indiana Hoosiers. Former Hoosier coach Kevin Wilson, much like Jerry Kill, now finds himself as the offensive coordinator at a Big Ten rival. Kevin Wilson getting ready for his first year as the OC in Columbus, working under Urban Meyer. To me, when you look at Rutgers, and in all seriousness here, the Jerry Kill hire, to me, is going to go down as one of the best hires that I think any Big Ten football program has ever made. Now, that's in relation to where Rutgers is at in the pecking order and where Jerry Kill is, as far as I have the utmost respect for Coach Kill, and I'm glad that he's getting back into the game, albeit as an offensive coordinator. But you've got sort of this Voltron type thing where they're trying to come together with Chris Ash as a defensive guy, and you bring in somebody who knows a lot more about offense than you do, and you're willing to compartmentalize and put your ego aside. And you're a college football fan. You know that that's really difficult for a lot of college football coaches because there's ego galore. And for somebody to say, look, I don't have all the answers. I kind of know what I'm doing on one side of the football, but I need somebody to come in and take things over on the other side of the ball, and to bring somebody in who's been a head coach in your conference, who's had way more success in the conference than you've had. There are guys that would be looking over their shoulder going, am I doing the right thing here? Because 2, 3, 4 years down the road, it would be really easy to just hand the reins over to my successor here. I don't see any of that from Chris Ash. I see a guy who desperately wants to build a program in Piscataway, a guy who desperately wants to win games, and a guy who's willing to do anything within the letter of the law, to not cut any corners, to not do anything like Kyle Flood did, but he's willing to do whatever he can to make that program into a winner, because if he does, then he's going to get any job in college football that he wants. If you can win at Rutgers, somebody else is going to come calling, and they're going to have a lifeline for you. And I think ultimately that's what I would like to see for Chris Ash, because we had him on the program in Chicago last year, a good guy. And A.J. Blazek's there, and there are a couple other guys with Iowa ties involved in that program. They're all good guys, and I want to see him win. I want to see him do well. But the Big Ten stacked the deck against Maryland and Rutgers, but Rutgers specifically because they had no leverage. You heard Ryan there. If they would have offered them a dollar, they would have said, where do we sign?
And they didn't offer them all that much more than that.
No, and that's it. It's not just when you come into the conference. The deal that they signed makes sure over the next 6 years or whatever it is, like Ryan pointed out, that they're not getting the same meal as everybody else when it's dinner time. And like he said, when Purdue is outshining you with regard to facilities upgrades, and they are, I think, $50 million there with Ross-Ade Stadium and a new practice facility and all of that. And you've got to do things on a shoestring budget until this money kicks in. Well, what happens when you do get your full share? You've lost half a decade to everybody else in the conference. So you want to talk about an uphill climb for Rutgers football, but life is still better for them in the Big Ten than it probably would be in the Big East or the AAC, where they cooled their heels for, was it 1 year?
1 year.
One year in between the Big East and the Big Ten. So, look, it's tough going, and I know there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see Rutgers in the Big Ten or hate seeing Rutgers in the Big Ten. Talk to Gary Barta. Talk to some of the other ADs around the league, because Rutgers and Maryland are the ones responsible for the increased TV revenue from Fox and ESPN, the BTN, the carriage rights, getting them on the cable networks in the East Coast. So you can't have everything that you're going to get facilities-wise and adding personnel and coaches and whatnot. That extra money from the TV revenue is there in part because Rutgers is a member of the Big Ten. So you take the good, you take the bad, you take a break. It's 527, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Continuing on after this, Kyle will be with us for another Big Board update before we hit the bottom of the hour. And back with more after this.
Your kids can't wait to play football, so sign them up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2017 season. There's a new flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through eighth graders play tackle, and everybody will learn and have a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority, with only high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 14th, and equipment fittings have already started. So register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with two daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hess. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertin and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back. We throw it straight to Kyle for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
University of Iowa junior Robert Neustrom was named a Cape Cod League All-Star, the league announced today. He's hitting .298 with the Hyannis Harbor Hawks with three home runs and a team-leading 15 RBI, and is one of four Big Ten players named to the All-Star roster. The Iowa Athletic Department announced today that single-game football tickets would go on sale starting July 20th for donors and various club members, and open to the general public on July 26th. Former Cyclone Matt Thomas played with the Lakers Summer League team over the past couple weeks and finished one heck of a hot streak in their 110-98 Summer League Championship victory over the Blazers last night. He scored 23 points in the title game on 8-of-9 shooting and a perfect 5-for-5 from 3. Over his final three games, he was 14-of-16 from beyond the arc, 21-of-28 from the field, and averaged 20 points in 32 minutes. There's always room for shooting in today's NBA, and we'll let you know if anybody picks him up. Fourth-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy is currently playing in a Class 5A quarterfinal against 5-seed Johnston at the Iowa State softball tournament, and Kennedy leads that one 7-3 as they head to the seventh inning. Cedar Rapids Jefferson will also play tonight at 7:30 against 6-seeded Urbandale. Tonight on KGYM, you might have thought you'd seen the last of him, but the Minnesota Twins will be starting 44-year-old Bartolo Colon against Aaron Judge and the Yankees. It'll be Luis Sessa on the mound for the Yankees after a 4-2 Twins victory last night, and that'll be right after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Since it's radio, would it be heard the last of him?
I was actually thinking about that.
Of course. Seen.
You're not going to see him still tonight.
I just can't believe he is on the mound in a major league ballpark. That's the shocking part.
The Twins, by the way, today announced that their second round draft pick, Brent Rooker, out of Mississippi State, will not be in Cedar Rapids this year. He's been in Elizabethton tearing the cover off the ball. They promoted him today directly to Fort Myers of the Florida State League. So I talked with Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and he said he thought the plan was just that. They were going to let him shake off a little bit of the rust in the Appalachian League, and then his skill set was probably at or above the Midwest League. Now, we'll see. We could still see some of the other draft picks here in Cedar Rapids. Colonels are off tonight. They open a six-game homestand tomorrow, the first of six. Three against Great Lakes, three against Lansing. We'll talk with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins coming up in hour number three. State Fair food items. Would you eat them? That's Alex and Kyle coming up next.
We're going to head to a bottom of the hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes. But my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The news not good for the Astros and shortstop Carlos Correa. The All-Star expected to be sidelined 6 to 8 weeks with a torn ligament in his left thumb. Was injured last night after jamming his thumb on a swing. He's expected back for the stretch run in September. Correa among the leaders in the AL in batting average, runs, RBI, and hits. Houston's lead in the AL West currently 15.5 games. The Dodgers, the team with baseball's best record, seek to win their 10th straight when they visit the White Sox tonight. Ace Clayton Kershaw on the hill for L.A., going for a major league leading 15th win on the season. He is seeking to become the fifth Dodgers pitcher ever to win 15 of his first 17 decisions in a year. Pittsburgh's Starling Marte, reinstated from his 80-game PED suspension, will bat leadoff versus the Brewers. Red Sox scratch shortstop Xander Bogaerts from the lineup against the Blue Jays because of a right-hand issue. He's available only in an emergency tonight. He's replaced in the lineup by Devin Marrero. Bartolo Colon makes his debut with his 10th big league team, the Twins, who host the Yankees. Coverage at 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually. It's always a
good time. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales Event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at an AutoZone near you.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Welcome back in. We are at the halfway point of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Kyle Mann, our producer, sticking with us in the studio. A busy week for Kyle. He's filling in for the vacationing Scott Unash with Mark Dukes on the gym class. He'll be busy here in the studio on Friday with Mark, as well as Alex will be in Iowa City with special guest host Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. I'm going to be on vacation for just one day, and then we will reconvene, meet up again in Chicago on Sunday. Cubs Cardinals, you are correct, John Lester and Michael Wacha, the projected pitching matchup. We missed Jose Quintana's Wrigley Field debut by a day, which is unfortunate. Monday and Tuesday next week, we're going to be in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days, coming to you from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. A full roster of guests will be announced at some point in time. It's always fluid. We take people when we can get them. Sometimes we catch up with them earlier in the day and then play the interviews back. But it's going to be 8 hours of programming over 2 days that if you're a Big Ten football fan or an Iowa Hawkeye football fan, hopefully, I say hopefully, you're not going to want to miss it. A big thank you to our friends at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City for sponsoring the countdown to kickoff. A little bit of baseball news to pass along. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. I don't know if you want to say this qualifies as having answered the poll question or not, but it's what will be the next team, or who will be the next team to make a move before the trade deadline to make their roster a little bit better. The Arizona Diamondbacks have just within the last 30 minutes acquired outfielder J.D. Martinez from the Detroit Tigers. No details yet on that, but Jean-Paul Morosi of MLB Network was the first to pass that trade along. So the Tigers, as people have suspected, are one of the few teams right now that are willing to make the decision that they're going to go into sale mode. Obviously, they're not going anywhere this year. They've got some veterans, guys like Justin Verlander. They'd have to send a lot of money with him to get a team to take him. But Alex Avila, their catcher, J.D. Martinez, who's now out of the picture, and probably even some other members of that roster, could be yours for the taking if you are a rival Major League general manager. We've got some football news to get to today. Iowa single season tickets about to go on sale. They sent something out about that earlier today. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders announced their schedule today for the upcoming season. Big news for the Riders, 27 of the 30 home games this year are going to be played on weekends. So hockey fans will have a good opportunity to see the Rough Riders. They opened their season, I believe it was October 14th, at Green Bay. And then the home opener is, I believe, against Omaha. I could be wrong on that. I'd had that in front of me earlier today. As a matter of fact, not Tri-City. Do have the schedule here. October 6th at Green Bay, the Riders opener, and then October 14th is the home opener against Omaha. And if you're a Doug and Daddy fan, go ahead and put, I'm looking at the schedule here. There we go. February 23rd. It's a Friday night. Tri-City invades the stable to take on the Rough Riders. So big news for the Riders today, the release of their schedule. That season runs until April 14th. They close out the regular season at home against Madison. Speaking of seasons, as we mentioned earlier, the Iowa State Fair is right around the corner. Have either of you been to Des Moines for the State Fair?
I
don't even know if the State Fair is your your kind of thing.
I would absolutely go to that, but I have not.
Have you ever been to the Missouri State Fair?
No, because that's in Sedalia. That's in a town not near where I am from, and
okay,
a town I would not really have much interest in visiting.
Fair enough. Kyle, have you ever been to Des Moines for the Iowa State Fair?
I haven't made it out there since I was a little kid. Just haven't made the drive.
Okay, well, one of the highlights every year at the fair, we normally have some fair giveaways to concerts and stuff like that, so I don't know what, if anything, we'll have for you over the next couple weeks here at KGYM, but one of the highlights is always the new food items and various food items that you can get your hands on at the state fair. So I thought some of them have interesting names, and without any explanation, I'm just going to read the names of the food items to you. You tell me whether it sounds like something you would eat, and then I will explain to you what the item actually is.
So,
and if
you
this
tell
sounds,
us the name,
yeah, if this sounds like something that you would do on July 18th before football kicks off, you are absolutely right.
So this is just instant reaction based
on the
name.
This is instant reaction, and some of them you're going to go, okay.
So we're basically judging the book by its cover.
Essentially, yes.
By its title. We don't even see the book.
Yeah, you're judging it by the spine of the book. It's on the shelf at the library. You can't pull it off and take a peek at the cover. You just have to read the title. So the first item, and it combines two things that are really good, but I'm going to let your imagination run wild here, Hulkamaniacs. Cheesy fried enchilada funnel cake.
That is something.
So it's a cheesy fried enchilada in funnel cake form.
Wow. See, I expected to come into this and say, absolutely, I'd try everything. I'd give it a shot because I have tried many things in my life, and I eat many different kinds of foods, but that is something that
that's actually
I would not
a lie.
Eat.
That's actually a lie. I only see you eating high-V
Chinese
food.
Well, that's only in the building.
Okay, okay.
And
I
sandwiches.
Alex eats one thing and one thing only.
one thing only.
Okay, well, an addendum here. I do have the prices, so I'll tell you what they're getting for them at the end, and then you tell me deal breaker or not.
Cheesy enchilada.
Cheesy
funnel
fried
cake.
Enchilada funnel cake. Is it savory? Is it a dessert? What the hell is it?
No
you
way.
Say no.
Not a chance.
I'm eating that. I'm eating it for the cheesy fried enchilada part. And then if I get that quote unquote in funnel cake form, that's bonus. I'll take the cheesy fried enchilada.
Cornmeal batter flavored with enchilada spices. Fried as a funnel cake and then topped with chorizo and white queso. This is not dessert. The cheese fried enchilada funnel cake is located on the triangle for $10. Keep in mind, you're at the fair. Food's going to set you back a little bit.
Still, no.
I'm eating that.
Okay. A pancake taco.
What?
You don't know what the ingredients are. You don't know. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Alex
why are we combining?
Alex says he's out.
Sweet and spicy.
But are we?
It's not
Kyle?
A dessert, but we're combining things that are usually either breakfast or dessert into.
What if I told you it was only $4.50?
Are they paying me $4.50 to eat it?
For
a pancake taco.
My question is, what would be inside the taco? But of course, we don't know.
It's against the rules, Kyle.
My gut says no, not this one.
What if I told you it was a regular taco shell with bits of pancake torn up in it, topped with meat and sprinkled with syrup?
That sounds like a great intro to a 30 for 30.
That's
about
actually
the
not,
Iowa State Fair.
That's not what it is.
Okay, good.
That's not what it is.
What if I told you?
It's a breakfast taco filled with scrambled eggs, ooh, cheese, sausage, and bacon with a pancake serving as the shell.
Yo, I'm
with
on.
Maple syrup drizzled over the top.
I'm on that.
After further review.
Okay, see, so now that you know what it is.
Yep.
Okay.
That could have gone a lot of ways, though. You got to be cautious with that.
The bruschetta sundae, a.k.a. Mount Vesuvius. Are you familiar with bruschetta? Or bruschetta, as Giada De Laurentiis would say. You ever watch Giada De Laurentiis on the Food Network?
Is this a 90s trivia?
I've got like a celebrity crush on her. She's gorgeous.
That's not the...
she was married.
Like the thinly sliced ham product, is it?
No, that's prosciutto, I believe.
Prosciutto, that's
She was married to a guy named Todd. And so when I would watch the TV show and she was talking about Todd all the time, sometimes I could just close my eyes and imagine. Now they're divorced, though. The bruschetta sundae. It's normally a toasted piece of bread with some fresh mozzarella and a slice of tomato on it. So
and that's in a ice cream fashion form.
Well,
I'll
let your imagination do the work here.
No.
Just like when I was watching Giada De Laurentiis on the Food Network.
No, I would not try that.
Mount Vesuvius sounds like kind of a lot. I'm gonna practice moderation with that one.
I'm reading the description straight from the Iowa State Fair website, so please don't get upset at me for the use of a threesome of culinary delights. Toasted ciabatta bread topped with three different Italian specialties, a volcano of honey-sweetened cream cheese erupts between two seedless grapes and overflows with savory fig balsamic reduction lava. Pine nuts and seasoned tomatoes that have been wood oven roasted, topped with fresh basil pesto, an icy cold fresh mozzarella cheese slice. They say a icy cold fresh mozzarella cheese slice. That's a typo. Sweet basil, heirloom tomato topped with olive oil, and an Italian flag served with a loaf end breadstick.
And how much will this run you?
$9.
Sounds way too foo-foo for my taste.
Yeah, they had a lot of fun with that, and I don't think I'd be into it.
Okay. I'm going to cut. Okay. The next two, the names don't really tell you.
Just like that last? You said it was a sundae, so I'm thinking, okay, well, ice cream's in it.
What could this possibly be? Bowder mud. Bowder mud.
Bowder mud.
You know what? I'm going to give it a shot.
Without even knowing what it is.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going. That sounds like a promising dessert.
Okay.
I'm in for the dessert. I think it's a dessert. I'm going.
You would be correct. Cream cheese brownie chunks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep.
Drenched in a chocolate shake.
Ooh.
Then topped with whipped cream, drizzled with chocolate syrup, and served in a Bowder skillet. Requires a straw and spoon. You can get that for the princely sum of $6. At the agriculture building.
You know, I didn't think that there was any possibility that you can find a better concoction than the Portillo's chocolate cake shake, but that sounds like it could rival.
But wait.
That. There's more?
There's more.
Okay, because Billy Mays.
The next item are simply called, and again, I don't name them, Thanksgiving balls.
Absolutely.
Step right up and enjoy my Thanksgiving balls.
Sounds interesting, but Thanksgiving
I don't know whether they're made by Pete Schwede or not, but Thanksgiving balls.
I just heard Thanksgiving and I'm in.
Okay, so you're let your imagination do the work here. What do you think they probably are? You think Thanksgiving, what do you think of?
I think of a little bit of turkey,
mashed potatoes,
stuffing,
maybe corn,
cranberry sauce.
All just put in some cornmeal and thrown in the fryer.
It's traditional vegetables, along with Iowa-grown turkey, all rolled into a ball, breaded with herb-infused stuffing, then deep-fried and drizzled with sweet and spicy cranberry sauce. $6. And I think the next one, we'll wrap up on this one, but I think this one is probably going to be a home run. Pork Almighty. Not to be confused with Bruce Almighty, which I believe was a Jim Carrey movie.
A great one at that. No,
yeah.
The one where he's God?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Absolutely. No question.
Yeah, I'm in on that one.
Pork Almighty, the Tower of Power. The Pork Almighty contains crispy beer-battered Twister fries and is covered with queso cheese sauce, smothered with smoked shredded pork, topped with sautéed onions, green peppers, cookies barbecue sauce, and is sprinkled with shredded cheese. A soft drink is included.
And you get a soft drink?
But here you go. It's the most expensive item that I've read to you. $12.
Doesn't matter.
Deal breaker?
No.
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 That's a meal.
That actually, if I were to go to this event, that's the one I'm getting over any of the items that you just named.
And Bowder Mud.
Bowder Mud sounds good. So I'm getting that and Bowder Mud for dessert.
Scott on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says he loves this segment.
But there are a lot of periods after that statement.
No, no.
That he includes.
I'm taking him at his word that he's being honest here. August 10th through the 20th. That means the Iowa State Fair just 22 days away. They've got a counter on their website. 22 days, 6 hours, and 9 minutes away from getting a mouthful of Thanksgiving balls. Watch the gravy. 5:51. We'll step aside. Come back. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you. We'll catch up with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins in just a few minutes and maybe check in on Major League Baseball, see if any other trades have gone down. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, now with 150% more Bowder Mud. Back after this.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Hey, boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com before it's too late.
Woohoo! I love this!
You aren't doing anything.
What do you mean? I'm skydiving!
No, you're not.
Sure I am. Look at me. I read a book about it. I've got this fancy parachute and I'm on the plane. I'm awesome.
You seem to have forgotten the most important part. You have to step outside the plane. If you don't, you're just a passenger circling around and around.
Oh.
A lot of us feel like this. We really believe we're learning and growing. But in reality, we're just traveling the same old orbit. To make a difference in yourself, a difference in the people around you, you have to do something different. Consider it mental skydiving. A good starting place might be the Global Leadership Summit, August 10th and 11th. Get a feel for this world-class event at willowcreek.com. Register today for the Global Leadership Summit at willowcreek.com. This message brought to you by Jeff and Terry Carlson of Warehouse Auto.
It's always a good day when one of your favorite Twitter accounts returns from the dead. Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. You can follow us on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, at AlexKuhn523. At KGYM Radio. Tommy Watkins joining us in just a couple minutes. Probably a good thing that the Colonels aren't home tonight as the rain's coming down on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. They return home tomorrow. First of 3 games against the Great Lakes Loons and then 3 against the Lansing Lugnuts. Colonels just 1-5 on their Eastern Division road trip to Western Michigan and South Bend. So best of luck going out to the Colonels tomorrow. That homestand, by the way, includes a Z102.9 Mug Club night, where on Friday for $6, you can get a 16-ounce mug with your first draft beer. Then refills are $3 all night long. Craft beer drinkers, just $1 extra for the mug and the refills. And then you bring it back for the remaining Friday home games of the season, of which we are running out of, which is unfortunate. But we'll catch up with Tommy later. And we actually have a 4-pack of tickets to see the Colonels in action the remainder of the season. I think you get to choose the game. I could be wrong on that. We'll give you a chance to win those coming up in hour number 3. Kyle has remained in the studio. He's over here dreaming of pork almighties and Thanksgiving balls
really
in his mouth. And he's ready for a ball-free Midwest One Bank Big Board update. No eating in the studio, Kyle.
University of Iowa junior Robert Nystrom was named a Cape Cod League All-Star, the league announced today. He's hitting .298 with the Hyannis Harbor Hawks with three home runs and a team-leading 15 RBI, and is one of four Big Ten players named to the All-Star roster. The Iowa Athletic Department announced today that single-game football tickets would go on sale starting July 20th for donors and various club members, and then open to the general public on July 26th. Former Cyclone Matt Thomas played with the Lakers Summer League team over the past couple weeks and finished one heck of a hot streak in their 110-98 Summer League Championship victory over the Blazers last night. He scored 23 points in the title game on 8-of-9 shooting and a perfect 5-for-5 from 3. Over his final three games, he was 14-of-16 from beyond the arc, 21-of-28 from the field, and averaged 20 points in 32 minutes. Fourth-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy just played a Class 5A quarterfinal against Johnston, and they won 7-4. That's their first tournament win since 1982, and it came against the reigning champions. They'll play number one Waukee on Thursday. Cedar Rapids Jefferson is also about to play a game at 7:30 against 6-seeded Urbandale. Tonight on KGYM, you might have thought you'd seen or heard the last of him, but the Minnesota Twins will be starting 44-year-old Bartolo Colon tonight, and you can hear that after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Lots of baseball news to get to. We mentioned the Diamondbacks pulling off a trade, adding J.D. Martinez from the Detroit Tigers. So Detroit looks like they're taking the first steps toward making some roster moves. What will the Cubs do? Are they done moving forward? Well, they get John Lackey back tonight to come off the disabled list. He draws the start against the Braves. Eddie Butler goes to AAA Iowa to make room. Butler lost his spot on the rotation in the Quintana trade. And Kyle Hendricks is getting close to coming off the disabled list as well. So the Cubs are going to have another interesting choice to make here in the near future. Four in a row coming out of the All-Star break. Can they make it five in a row? That's coming up tonight in Atlanta. And then that series wraps up tomorrow. Mike Montgomery and R.A. Dickey, the former Cy Young Award winner, before the Cubs return home to Wrigley Field to take on the St. Louis Cardinals. And we're going to be there on Sunday night.
Will.
And the weather forecast is good for Sunday. Not so much for my golf weekend, Friday and Saturday. But golf is not the first thing or last thing on my mind in Chicago for Big Ten Media Day. Hour number three kicks off next with our weekly chat with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins.